This podcast is a resource of givinglight.org. You're listening to episode 44 of the Giving Light Devotional Podcast. Today's devotional, I want to deal with the issue of fear. Now, fear is something that we all deal with, we all experience in some form, but if we want to walk in the fullness of God's call on our life, we must be willing to confront it. Which is why it's strange that fear is one of the most tolerated, I would even say pampered spirits in the modern church. Now, I've learned over many years of pastoring that fear hates to be challenged and it demands understanding. Now, I want you to understand this simple truth. The ultimate goal of fear is not to make you feel afraid, but rather to control you. This is why we must firmly decide that fear is not acceptable, it's not okay, it should not be tolerated, and it should never be excused. Well, you may be thinking, this doesn't sound very loving. I thought the church was a place where people could come and feel loved. You know, where's the compassion? Well, let me give you this nugget of truth. Feeling love is not the same as being loved. Do you realize that someone can make you feel loved, but not have your best interest at heart? Now let's look at Proverbs 27:6. Faithful are the wounds of a friend who correct out of love and concern, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful because they serve his hidden agenda. You see, the church should be a place where people can come and be set free from their bondages. It should not be a place where people are enabled to walk in them. If perfect love cast out fear, why would the confrontation of it be unloving? First John 4:17 through 18. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love cast out fear, because fear hath torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. It's important to point out that when it says fear hath torment, it's not referring to a future event. Hath in the Greek means to have, to hold, to own, to possess. It does not mean deserves or will receive, but quite literally means has it, meaning fear itself is torment. So to enable, to tolerate, to excuse fear is actually unloving. Why? Because those who are bound by fear have torment. You see, fear and love are polar opposites. They're like two repelling magnets. The closer they get to one another, the more resistance there is to push away. This is why Scripture declares, there is no fear in love. They are incompatible with each other. Now, I want you to think of a gas gauge in a car. Its purpose is to reveal the amount of gas left in the car, and it's an indicator, it's a reminder for you to fill up the tank. Now, I'm not trying to put a positive spin on fear, but it's the same way with fear. You see, fear will definitely let you know how much love you have left in the tank. It reminds you to go back to the well and to be filled up. What would happen if we use the enemy's tactic against him? The more I experience fear, the more I run to love to be filled up. Don't stay in fear. Run to love. When perfect love, mature love, complete love comes in, fear must be expelled. It must be cast out. Other versions will say it drives out fear, which gives the connotation of an invading army coming in to drive out the inhabitants of the land. You see, perfect love casts out fear. Now, this truth reveals an important characteristic of perfect love. That love, perfect love, will not enable fear. Let me pose this question to you. How do you know if you're receiving perfect or mature Christ-like love? Well, perfect love won't enable your fears. Perfect love won't bow its knee to fear, but it will instill courage, and it will speak to a dormant identity and destiny and call it out. Now, if you believe that Jesus loves you, you have to understand that he is committed to driving out any and all fear in your life. Why? Because perfect love casts out, it drives out fear. Do you remember when I said, feeling love is not the same as being loved? So what does it feel like to be loved by perfect love? Now, I know many of us have different expectations of what love should feel like. So let's look at scripture to find out how perfect, complete, mature love can be experienced and felt. What does scripture say? There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. So perfect love is experienced and felt by the absence of fear. So this is what perfect love feels like. This is how perfect love is experienced. When fear loses its power, I'm experiencing the presence of perfect love. Now you may be thinking, why do I continue to experience fear? Is there something wrong with me? Well, let's look at 1 John 4:17. In this union fellowship with him, love is completed and perfected with us. So why do we still experience fear? Because love is still being perfected or matured in us. And how that happens is through union and fellowship with him. So the moment I experience fear, I need to run into the presence of love. I love this quote from Leonard Ravenhill. A man who is intimate with God is not intimidated by man. The more I experience fear, the more I must be committed to run into love, because love is what casts out fear. Has fear taken the driver's seat? Has it become the loudest voice? Take a moment and check your heart. What does it indicate? Are you low on love? If so, I encourage you to run into the presence of love. Allow the love of the Father to saturate every part of your being so that fear has no place to remain. Allow perfect love to drive out all fear. If this podcast encouraged or empowered your life, please share with a friend. If you would like to use this devotion in a group setting, feel free to check out our free resource page. As always, thank you for listening. Until next time, stay hungry and keep seeking.